議程第六項是關注食水質素和欠缺資訊問題，是議會文件83/2015號的。這個議程是由司馬文議員提出的，大家可以看看附件一。在這個議程呢，我們都歡迎水務署以下的代表出席會議。有這個有沒有人的？這個是沒有
人。
陳永章先生。好，就歡迎高級工程師客戶服務香港和離島區的陳永章先生，工程師客戶服務申請供水香港及離島區陳建功先生，工程師香港及離島區分配三張君石先生，水務化驗師水質管理余俊榮先生。咁我先請司馬文議員簡介有關嘅議題。該。
Chairman, members, the issue of lead in the drinking water is became apparent in some of the housing estates in Kai Tak. Subsequently, we were discussing with many of our residents in Phoc Phlam how to deal with the matter. And we found that there was very little guidance available on the government, from the government, on the water tests. We've been able, and water quality, and how residents should deal with that, and how owner committees should deal with that. The information was very hard to find. We've been able to find an old technical circular, which explains the, the contamination test that you should be doing if you fix your water pipes by an authorized person. You have to then to do some test that basically looks at E. coli or other bacterial in contamination that could be in the water. But on the metals testing, there was very little information available of how people should do it and how people should go about it. And even today, it's not very easy for residents and for owner committees to find how to do the test. What is the best protocol? So you do the first draw, or so you do after 2 minutes, and who do you contact to get the test done, and so on. So what I urge government, and I get a big response, but I still don't see that information to be made clearly available, is guidance for residents where they can go on a website from the Water Services Department and where they can find out everything they may want to know about drinking water, how to go about it. Your chief of residence, chairman, where can they go and find out, how to do the water test, what they should test for, when they should test, and how you're going to go about it. I think that people want some clear information because I think they deserve that, and I hope the Water Services Department can address that. I think the other concerns, I think we've had lots of publicity about, what does the lead do to people, what doesn't it do to people. I think, we've passed that, and then the media have had enough information. So I think we should focus today's discussion, if we can, just purely on the issue of making sure that residents know what they should do, what they should test for, how they go about it, which contractors do they ask to do what and when. So just kind of how do we make that information available for them easily. I think my office has done about 50 tests now, 50 to 60 tests in all the various residences in Phoc Phlam. We didn't find any lead exceeding the WHO, but we did find two nickel and chrome exceedances, and then we went to those people, the residents' homes, and we found that they had brand new taps of very high quality, very nice looking. But so, I mean, it's the risk of lead, it turned out to be very low, but we had some nickel and chrome exceedances, but otherwise we had no problems in Phoc Phlam. Thank you.
好，咁啊，谂先请水务处陈永章先生，或者你有啲咩回应讲咗先，好吗？
多謝主席，我首先想請陳先生介紹我們的網址裡面的資料。
哦，好啊，陳先生，好。
多謝主席，其實呢就
我想在这里就顺便介绍呢，我们现在最近呢在网上呢我们出了一份小册子，咁呢就是叫做香港的食水供应减低食水含铅 Reducing Lead in Drinking Water。 咁这本小册子呢就是其实呢就里面呢就有一些很详尽的资料呢是关于食水含铅的问题啦，咁就同埋点样去去测做测试啊咁样嘅。咁就另外呢其实呢就喺另外政府新闻处上面呢亦都有一个网页呢就係、食水含铅事件 Lead in Drinking Water Incidents。咁呢一个网页呢就将今次呢个食水含铅嘅事件嘅资料呢都放晒上去呢个网页度嘅。咁包括呢有新闻稿啦，有呢个事件嘅进展啦，咁亦都有一啲健康嘅资讯啊，常见问题啊，同埋譬如会见传媒啊嘅资料呢都放咗上去嘅。咁都即係建议如果有兴趣嘅市民呢都可以上去睇一睇嘅。咁就至於室內譬如啲住宅佢哋想關於佢哋個鹽水嗰方面呢，咁就其實呢私人住宅呢業主呢其實佢哋可以呢委託一啲認可嘅化驗所啦，咁就抽取水樣本同埋化驗。咁而如果經過化驗之後呢而發現食水有含鹽量不符合世界標準呢，咁市民呢其實呢就可以參照衛生防護中心嘅健康建議就作出行動嘅。咁就而私人住宅業主呢你哋亦都可以呢係同你哋自己個屋邨或者大廈嘅管理處啦業主或者業主委員會去商討，或者聘請一啲呢相關嘅專業人士啦，包括一啲持牌水喉匠屋宇裝備工程師或者建築測量師等呢，就檢查內部供水系統，查出含鉛量超標嘅成因，咁就從而呢就採取適當嘅補救設施嘅。咁檢測時呢就可以先呢就查一查證嗰個樓宇個落成嘅年份啦，同埋採取喉管同埋裝置嘅物料呢。咁譬如如果懷疑係以一個違法高含鉛嘅燒焊物料接駁喉管呢，咁亦都可以呢自行呢安排一啲測試接駁位嘅含鉛量就作確定嘅。我嘅介紹係咁多啦，咁主席。
好啦，咁民政事務總署謝阿烈女士，你回覆係咪？好啊好啊。
咁我講一講我哋民政事務總署做嘅工作啦。咁自從呢個嘅食水含鉛事件發生咗之後呢，民政事務總署同埋各區嘅民政事務署呢係積極咁樣聯繫呢個相關嘅區議員啦，同埋區內嘅居民嘅。咁我哋係有幫手呢，就係、是、協助有關嘅部門喺受影響嘅屋邨舉行呢個居民大會，提供一個平台嘅。咁呢個居民大會呢，一方面呢係可以等受影響嘅居民有機會直接同相關嘅部門溝通啦，嚟攞到正確同埋第一手嘅訊息，從而釋除佢哋嘅疑慮嘅。咁同時透過呢個居民大會呢，相關嘅部門同埋我哋民政署呢都係可以了解多啲居民嘅關注同埋訴求啦，從而作出適當嘅跟進嘅。唔該主席。
好啦，咁兩個部門都回應咗啦，咁就聽下議員嘅意見，有冇議員發表意見嘅？柴文康議員，
冇咗，
你企喺度讲系啦，系啦，喺度讲喺度讲，
主席就 sorry， 小姐，我谂我个问题想问翻，即系房屋署嗰边嘅。咁啊，因为咧，我哋知道就除咗铅之外咧，亦都有部分嘅金属含量咧就系超标。咁我哋发现咧，就喺一啲新嘅水喉嘅设计上面到啦，水龙头嘅部分咧，我哋发现系有镍嘅含量咧系超标嘅。咁我就即系将相关嘅报告咧交咗俾房屋署啦。咁亦都即系发现咧，即系我哋民主党喺入边度即系村入边度啦，咁啊做即系相关调查嗰阵咧，的确系有呢一个结果，同埋就应该要仔细研究咧，究竟系咪同新嘅水龙头嘅设计咧，同埋佢嘅成分咧系有关。咁我想请问咧，就房屋署跟进呢一个项目跟进嘅情况系点？同埋咧，就特别喺而家嘅情况之下咧，就冇可能叫嗰啲住户咧就长期喺度等房屋署嘅结果同埋报告嘅。咁而我哋嘅即系检验结果已经系大概一个月之前交咗上去啦。咁我希望咧，就房屋署今日度都达到个方向咧，即究竟我哋系应该下一步系可以点做？例如话房屋署系咪会揾一啲稳阵啲嘅水龙头，咁啊同受影响嗰啲人换咗佢，定系话系咧有其他安排？例如即系可能又请佢哋饮蒸馏水啊咁样，即的确唔可以即系长期无止境地咁样咧，就等房屋署相关嘅结果同埋报告。咁希望房屋署系可以正面回应嘅。多谢主席。
好，咁啊，杨物议员，
多谢吓。其实呢个议题变成从健康嘅议题变成一个政治议题啦。我睇翻资料咧，其实500年前罗马咧就系、是、由于盐中毒，一个咁嘅观点啦，饮酒嘅用咗盐嘅杯，导致嗰个罗马嘅衰亡。但系当时唔认识啦。但系依家嚟讲咧，其实香港最大健康挑战系咩咧？就是人口老化、心腦血管病和腫瘤，其實真正的健康推薦。關於那個血炎那裡呢，其實我們70年代的衛生界的醫學界的標準呢是很高的，是60的。現在從90年代開始呢才很嚴謹，到了10個微克克每毫升水。所以現在就是主要症狀，現在來講在真正看到急性中毒的嚴重毒病是很少的，除了一些職業性的接觸的工人。細路仔方面呢，就有啲兒科專家研究，就係、是、一啲神經系統比多動症啊，同埋一啲神經發育呢可能有少少關係。但目前講呢，應該我唔係一個好嚴重嘅健康威脅對我哋嘅人群嚟講。咁水入面呢，佢除咗嗰個時間之外呢，因為放水龍頭放一晚就其實仲有一個重要嘅因素，就係溫度。我哋傳媒就唔係溫度高呢，可能佢個含量呢就會釋放出嚟多啲。咁喺我哋日常接觸中咧，除咗水之外，其實最重要嘅仲有三個因素嘅，比水仲要重要。一係空氣，以前我哋汽車汽油咧係含鹽嘅，依家好啲啦，含少鹽啦。好似你銅鑼灣啊、灣仔地方個鹽咧，如果係農村係3嘅話咧，就可能100嘅個鹽含量，即係其實空氣嗰度嘅對我哋嘅健康威脅大過水嘅。第二個就食物啦，食物比如皮蛋嗰啲含鹽量比較高嘅。第三咧就係嗰啲生活上嘅接觸，比如裝修啊、化妝品啊。細路仔咧好多時候接觸到咧係媽咪嗰啲化妝品，即係嘅錫佢啊嘛，咁就多啲嘅。所以嚟講咧，呢個真實一個資訊嚇。我而家提，因為我都翻去睇咗下呢方面嘅知識。所以我提到咧，其實除咗嗰啲重金屬之外咧，我哋好大嘅水對我哋經常健康威脅，仲有。就是我們在樓頂那裡的儲水罐那裡呢，有沒有那些微生物的污染，我覺得這個還是一個又是值得關注的東西。所以我就即是從資訊方面我講了一點，多謝。
嗯，好啊，真是獲益良多啊。那啊，跟著麥謝巧玲議員。
多謝主席。那呢，事件不發生都發生了，即是發生了呢就好的，給我們一個警號，那我亦都會提高警覺。咁啊，其實喺我哋幼轉裏面咧，我哋好多好多校長一聽到鉛水呢個對小朋友嗰種影響咧，哇，個個都真係嘩然嘅。咁啊，我咧就從來都好蛇龜嘅，因為我好驚死嘅。咁我就開校冇幾耐咧，我就用呢、這個叫過濾器，因為咧我哋個水質咧，我發覺佢就麻麻地，即係最緊要咧自己有自覺性啦。咁啊，我學校啊，唔擔心啊，冇事啊， 因為我哋用那個濾水器咧係貴過人嘅，不過唔好講數字嚇親人。咁咧就另外一樣嘢咧，就係話既然間咧你已經係有問題嘅產生嚇，咁你應該要點做咧？咁呢個咧先至係一個補救嘅方法。我記得咧嗰啲鋁槍跌咗落街整到人，哇！咁啊即刻咧就限強制性驗槍啦。啊，咁如果既然间系咁嘅时候，如果而家个水系产生咗问题嘅话，你哋有冇考虑到咧？就系话两年验一次水啊，还是五年验一次水啊？咁啊，确保咧嗰度嗰啲居民咧系即系个健康唔会出现问题。嗱，我相信咧，大家都喺传媒嗰度咧都睇到咧，有啲小朋友咧个血原量咧系超标得好紧要，呢个咧系正正咧系影响到儿童嘅发展。我哋咧系极之唔希望咧啲细佬哥咧喺呢个咁细个嘅时间咧啊，佢冇得选择底下，而系有啲咁嘅问题而阻住佢嘅生长咧，我觉得系一个好悲哀嘅事。咁如果咧，你真系要令到吓、全港嘅市民安心嘅话咧，咁政府系唔系要出嚟做一啲嘢，而令到啲居民咧唔使咁担心咧？咁呢一个咧就系而家即系既然间系唔可以推卸噶啦，即系唔好话佢係近年嚟先出現問題嘅啫，以往我哋係冇咁嘅問題，以往唔發生就冇咁嘅問題啦。咁但係而家就係正正有咁嘅問題存在嘅時候咧，我相信咧政府真係要做啲嘢，即係你點樣去確保啲水係對居民咧唔會造成威脅？唔該。
嗯，好，暫時冇其他議員發表意見，咁我先請房屋處事务经理黄月忠先生回应了先。
多谢主席。就着柴议员刚才那个问题呢，就是我们较早前是知道柴议员呢就在华富村那处呢就是抽了一些水板去验啊，这样。发觉到呢是有四个根据柴议员的资料呢，就有四个的单位呢就是那个水里面呢就是那些镍的含量呢就是超过世卫的标准这样。咁就我哋收到呢个信息之后呢都系即刻就积极都去处理嘅。咁就首先嚟讲呢就系我哋嘅工程师呢都系上咗去嗰、那个嗰啲单位嗰度，即系话嗰四个单位系即系睇一睇个情况系点样样。咁就系認為呢就係即係話嗰個嗰啲水龍頭嗰度呢係有一個所謂叫沙格嘅東西，即係話喺個水龍頭即係隔住一啲嘅雜質啦，咁樣。咁嗰度呢就係即係話有一啲雜質嘅時候呢就可能係即係話會有一啲嘅污染嘅情況啦。咁所以呢就係即係話幫個住客呢就係即係話清咗嗰個沙格嘅。咁就長遠係即係點樣去處理呢個問題呢，就喺呢度講一聲即係抱歉先，因為我哋房屋處呢就係、是、可以咁講啦，就即係呢段時間裏面呢都因為元水嘅問題呢都搞到係即係人仰馬翻。咁就我哋而家就全力都係應付緊呢個即係原水帶嚟嘅嗰個衝擊啦，咁樣。咁亦都即係知道咧，就政府咧就係亦都係非常之關注呢個問題嘅。咁就係水務處咧就成立咗一個專家嘅專責小組啦，就係想係即係話揾出點解食水裏面係有或者含鉛或者係其他嘅重金屬嘅超唔符合即係世衛嘅標準嘅問題啦。咁我哋呢房委會都成立咗檢討委員會嘅，就是、全面去檢視有關嘅公屋和食水供應嘅裝置嘅品質嘅檢驗率監管制度。咁當亦都就行政長官亦都係成立，即係會同行政會議呢就決定咗成立一個法定嘅獨立嘅調查委員會啦，咁樣。咁其實即係話各個相關嘅調查小組委員會都做緊嘢嘅而家。咁我哋呢就係、是、亦都知道呢就係、是、水務處呢就係、是、喺7月13號之後呢 就是要求呢就是那些新的供水系统那些的 水板啊或者水样本啊咁样呢是要是包含埋即是话有四种即是金属其中是包括 NIP 的、啊、即是个含量那个不能够超标啊咁样啊。咁就我哋都要睇一睇即係话係即係呢个呢啲专责小组啊或者係我哋嗰啲专家嘅报告出嚟之后呢就係、是、点样样去处理其他嘅所谓嘅重金属嘅问题。咁而家我哋暂时嚟讲呢就係、是、全力係去应付嗰、那个原水嘅问题嘅、啊。多谢主席。
好，水务处有冇补充嘅回应啊陈生。
是多謝主席。咁就其實我哋水務處呢都採取咗強化現行制度嘅措施嘅。咁就喺2015年7月13號之後呢，咁新落成嘅樓宇呢，如果佢係用燒焊方法去接駁喉管嘅呢，咁佢哋就必須呢就要呈交呢個接焊物料無源嘅證明書嘅。咁此外呢就喺新建造內部供水系統進行的水質測試呢，我們亦都加入了四項新的參數，是包括四項重金屬 的參數的。那就直至到我們調查和檢討完成後呢，就提出的改善措施的建議呢，那我們各相關的部門呢就會認真去研究呢進一步和進一步的跟進工作的。多謝主席。
嗯，好，仲有冇第二轮发言嘅？欧乐轩嘅。
多谢主席。我谂有一点都要喺度同大家真系讲得比较清楚啲啦。因为成个嘅原水问题咧，其实亦都唔单止系楼宇嘅问题，亦都关乎一个消费问题。因为你见到其实今次入边系有好多出事嘅个案咧，都系可能佢做过一啲装修嘅，或者佢换咗一个水龙头嘅。咁究竟市面上有冇监管呢一啲嘅物品例如话装修收工人嚟到去买呢物料咧，究竟嗰啲物料系咪符合嗰、那个规则？咁或者符合嗰个标准？第二就系水龙头，咁有得买翻嚟水龙头，最后验咗出嚟咧，系就系嗰啲 lift 嘅源头根本就系、是。咁变咗我哋当然即系见到房署或者政府咧，好多部门都用咗好多努力嚟到去处理啲问题。咁我觉得终归喺标准上面咧，都应该会有一啲嘅改善嘅。咁但係呢最後我哋見到而家比較少人關注嘅就係呢個消費上面嘅一啲消費品係咪可以得到規管。咁我諗喺未來日子呢，政府都應該要諗諗呢點樣嚟到改善呢方面問題。唔該。
好，柴文康議
員。主席，我都係繼續追問返房屋處嘅，因為的確 lift 嗰個問題呢就唔係淨係南區屋邨受到影響，因為都我哋知道有即係其他嘅公共屋邨呢同樣地都係受到 lift 嘅問題嘅困擾，咁而都即係根據翻世衛啊等等組織嘅研究報告咧，其實 lift 亦都唔係話對於身體咧係冇影響嘅，佢對於身體嚟講有一定嘅影響，而佢即係因為咁，所以先有個標準認為飲幾多係先至會受到傷害。因此咧，我哋有個問題想繼續問翻房屋處，即係當然大家明啦，原嗰個係其中一個大家即係近年房屋問題最大嘅挑戰啦。不過另一方面呢，即係其他嘅雜症，其他即係喺呢一度出現咗有事嘅地方，大家會諗住點去解決先，大家會諗住即係用幾多時間去處理先，即係都唔係話而家15分鐘之內要請房屋處俾個報告我哋，但係都冇可能話件事不斷拖落去㗎嘛，亦都唔可能話等所有嘅報告出曬嚟先解決呢個問題㗎嘛，亦都唔可以話叫啲人呢你繼續諗住先啦，我攞咗你嗰個格去影相去驗呢，咁然之後即係你就自然冇事㗎啦，咁樣唔係㗎嘛，要即係啲時間去處理㗎嘛，要啲時間去睇下你下一步點做㗎嘛，你點會換返一個好啲嘅水龍頭俾人呀等等等等。嗱，會唔會即係舉個例子，例如話即係月尾到會有一個個報告都可以話到俾房屋署核下個公共屋邨嘅公居民聽呢，即係如果你個新水龍頭係有呢啲問題嘅話呢，你應該係可以點處理，同埋應該跟房屋署俾咩嘅指引。即係如果唔係嘅話呢，件事就即係楊麥頭先提到呢，就話件事搞到政治化， 即其實不是我們要搞到政治化，而是件事根本即你喝了之後呢是有事，但是房屋署你沒有答案，件事最後搞到用政治問題對處理，保障即一般市民的權益的啦，一些很基本的健康的權益的啦。那我希望呢在這裡即房屋署可以給一個確實一點的答案，讓大家呢都可以在這個問題上面有一個明確和清晰一點的方向呢，是可以令到自己的水的問題呢可以想一個清晰一點的解決方法啦，同埋咧就可以得到改善嘅，多谢主席。嗯，
好，司马文议员。
Yeah, you know what has happened with these with the news is that now every housewife, every person is worried about it, and it's no longer that your information that you have on your website was maybe okay for a technical expert.But your information is not okay for every housewife to understand. And your leaflet that you have produced that maybe can easily be understood by a person is only talking about lead. So your website is now very confusing, and I think that you should provide much better information. You know, like, there should be tests done on your...on your water system for turbidity, color, pH, chlorines, and coliform, E. coli, and you have plate counts. And now we have to do tests for lead, cadmium, chromium, and nickel. How does that all fit together? When should you do what, and who should do what, and when? I mean, it's not clear. Now, you have a quality of water supply ranking system, a quality of water supply scheme for buildings.And if people want to participate and get the label, then they have to do certain criteria. But that one says you should test the waters at least once a year. And at least every 2 years for renewals. I mean, what does that mean? You know, residents are looking at all of this information on your website. They're all worried about their drinking water. They don't trust their management companies. They don't trust their owners' committees.So, and these people don't know where to start and where to look. Your information is not providing the answers that people are today looking for after all the news about potential contamination. So what I'm urging WSD to do is rethink from the position of a consumer who is drinking water and has to rely on the tap system for an entire building, and how should they consider that?And how should they respond? What should they ask their owner committee? What should they ask the management committee? What should they ask for? Should they ask for an annual test? And so for what? And which one should they expect the owner committee to do for the building? And which one should they do themselves for their unit? So that information is not clear. And you didn't know that, but today this is really highly relevant. This is what people are looking for.And I think that you have to provide that information. And I know you've been very busy. But I hope I'm clear about what I'm looking for. And I know that you can't do this today, but I hope you can do that as soon as possible. Thank you.
好，仲有冇其他议员要发言嘅？好，如果冇嘅话，咁啊，先请房屋处啊黄经理回应先。
多谢主席。亦都多謝齊議員個提問同埋問題嘅，明白即係話居民就係對呢、這個其他嘅，即係我相信唔止lead啦，或者其他嘅重金屬喺食水裏面嘅出現嘅超標嘅問題嘅關注嚇。咁就我想講嘅咧就係即係話，依家係即係。部門咧全力喺度應付緊嗰個食水含鉛呢個問題，咁亦都係即係話重金屬，其他嘅重金屬咧，亦都係有即係相關嘅專責小組咧，而家係喺度睇緊。假設如果係即係話係呢個係一個問題嘅話，我都同意阿齊議員講咧，就係呢個唔會係單係華富村嘅問題，亦都係即係可能係涉及曬全香港嘅所有屋村嘅問題。咁如果係咁嘅時候呢，就可能會唔會要即係話好似鉛水咁樣係又要即係話一個全面嘅由水務處嘅同事係用一個科學化要符合 ISO 個標準嘅一個抽鹽水板嗰個做呢個動作呢咁樣。 咁就係即係話要睇一睇，即係話嗰個情況係咪有咁嘅需要啊咁樣樣，咁先至即係話係可以即係決定咗下一步點做咁樣樣。咁而家暫時嚟講咧，就係、是、因為水龍頭呢樣嘢咧，就係、是、亦都係有一啲嘅居民咧，自己係自己換咗個水龍頭嘅，咁亦都係變咗咧，就係、是、有少少嘅複雜性喺處嚇。咁或者即係我哋都要等一等嗰、那個嗰、那個專家小組嘅專責報告啊，咁樣咁我哋先可以即係決定下一步係點樣做啦。多謝主席。
好，跟住水務處陳生。
係多謝主席。回應歐議員嘅提問啦。咁水龍頭、水掣等等咧，就必須咧就使用符合相關英國標準嘅水喉裝置嘅，咁先至咧可以確保咧單位裏頭嘅供水安全嘅。咁如果市民咧其實咧可以出邊市面出售嘅水掣啊、水龍頭啊同埋水閥咧，其實係咪符合呢個規格嘅疑問咧？咁市民咧其實可以咧就向店員啦或者持牌水喉匠嘅查詢嘅。咁而咧市民亦都可以咧喺水務處嗰個網頁咧，可以揾到一啲合資格嘅水喉裝置嘅線上嘅目錄嘅。咁就回應司馬文先生嘅提議咧，咁就因為其實我哋咧就不斷咧都會更新我哋喺網頁上邊嘅資料嘅，咁我亦都會將司馬文先生個意見咧帶翻去啦。咁我哋就盡量咧就喺我哋更新資料嘅時候咧，就會盡量就去或者去回應翻司馬文先生嘅提議啊。多謝主席。
嗯，好。陳永尚先生。
司馬文議員提到咧，就話重金屬嘅問題咧，其實我哋喺大廈優質食水計劃裏邊咧，已經係有驗啲細菌嘅。咁而最近咧，我哋都亦都提咗啲意見咧，喺水務諮詢委員裏面傾緊咧，就會喺將來嘅優質食水計劃裏邊咧，係會增加驗一啲金屬嘅。咁而佢哋而家傾緊，就希望遲少少就會有啲確實嘅。嘅資料可以俾翻加入個大廈優質食水計劃嗰度。
好，司馬文議員，你係咪仲有補充啊
？No, I just want to make sure that you know the testings that have to be done by the building that has to look at the building as a whole, and then people should also test their individual units for the taps and so on that they use. And I think that's got to be made very clear in your campaign.What people should do and where, and who they should rely on, what they should ask for. What do they ask their owner committee to do? Yeah, I think you've got to make that very clear, you know, what people are going to demand from their owner committee and their management companies. I think that it's not that clear at this moment. But I think that your graphic showing a building and the water tank and the taps, that works. But I think you've got to be that simple, because people that are now interested are not engineers. Where previously you're talking all the time to engineers, now you're talking to the housewives.So you have to be much more clear about your communication. Thank you.
好，楊麥議員，
多謝主席。嗰、那個鹽水事件咧，我覺得最正面嘅價值咧，都係重新使大家咧重視鹽係可以引起中毒嘅，即係呢一個科學嘅知識。咁咧，即係有時候大家因為而家啲病例真係確實好少，可惜大家忘記咗。第二樣嘢咧，我個人認為咧。我哋大家都區議接觸市民嚇，有市民宣傳下咧，我哋用嗰啲杯啊，金屬杯啦、啊，用嗰啲炒菜、炒餸、煲紙飯嗰啲嘢咧，有冇嗰、那個金屬含量入面嗰鹽嘅含量有冇高？但係佢就一般人又唔知嘅，係好真係好難。我覺得呢個係最重要嘅健康嘅危害，即係買特別嗰個杯，你係喺度飲水噶嘛，那個水温係高嘅，八九十度。呢度其實是最對我哋健康嘅影響係最大的，即係我諗起嗰個正面嘅價值咧，通過呢件事咧，我諗最重要就係、是、一個就係嗰自五百年前羅馬當時大家都唔識係鹽係會中毒啦，咁就冇辦法死咗好多人嚇，影響到羅馬人嘅智力，所以羅馬就衰退咗啦。當今咧，我咧就係、是、我哋洗咗嗰啲用嗰啲金屬嗰啲器皿啊，嗬，有冇？ 有冇嘅鹽含量高咗之後咧，我覺得係應該等大家等市民做宣傳咧，可能呢樣嘢好緊要嘅，嗬。誒，多謝啊。
嗯嗯嗯。好。陳生係咪最後會應該冇噶啦？係嘛？即係佢一個意見發表嘅啫，係嘛？咁啊，其實就即係我哋都聽到啦，我哋啲議員咧，即係非常之關注，即係呢啲食水含重金屬呢個嘅對身體健康影響嘅問題啦。咁啊，即係佢哋都提咗好多嘅意見同埋建議咧，即係包括即係嗰啲資訊嘅欠缺資訊嘅問題啦。咁希望咧水務署啊、政府有關部門咧係積極去解決同埋回應即係公眾嗰個嘅關注。好，多謝各位嘅出席。